Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
6:33. And it might be one some of you know, but we're going to read verse 33, I believe, and 34. Matthew 6:33, it says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you," or shall be added unto you. "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." And when I was praying, God said, as you're continuing to move in the will God has placed on your life, continue just to seek him. Continue to acknowledge that you need his help. Continue to realize that you can't do it on your own. We try and do things out of our own strength and we fall. We slip up. We get confused. We get doubtful when we're in our flesh and we try and do things out of our own. But we have to continue to move in his will. We have to continue to do all that he called us to do. Maybe it's a gift or a talent, and you have to continue just to say, God, I submit these things into your hands. I can't run track like I'm supposed to, but I can with your help. God, I can't be a light on my job, but I can if you help me. God, I know that you want me, you called me to be a prayer warrior, so God, help me to find a new person to pray for, or maybe just to be a light to someone else that I come in contact with every day. Maybe it's just smiling at someone I come across in the grocery store. Whatever the case may be, whatever God has placed in your hand, maybe it's just encouraging your neighbors that everything's going to be okay. Maybe it's just, you know, being a light. But whatever it is, that we have to continue to allow God to use us. Continue to keep pressing into what he called us to do. The next scripture he gave me was Matthew 6. And we're going to start at verse 1. Matthew chapter 6. And we're going to start at verse 1. It says, "Take heed that you do not, or that you do not do your charitable deeds before men, but or to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven." Keep going. "Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do it not to sound a trumpet before the hypocrites, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory from men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward." So basically, the way God gave this to me, he said, don't just do things because you say, oh, well, I'm an athlete, so, you know, I want everyone to see me in the spotlight. No, that's not what you're supposed to be doing. But maybe God told me to pray for someone. So if God told me to pray for that person, I'm not going out, oh, I'm going to pray for you because you have so many problems. No, God told me to pray for you, and I may lower my voice a little bit, so just me and the person here, because I am being a light. And I'm not supposed to be out there trying to show someone I'm better than them, because none of us are perfect. We're all striving to be perfected on a daily basis. But we're continuing to let God use us. So as we let God use us, and as we're being a vessel for him to work through, we have to continue to remember why we're doing what we're doing. Why are you being that light? Because I know for me, when I was down and I didn't know what I was going to do. I was confused as a teenager, and I was like, man, I know just this partying thing is not for me. It's not what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm not getting filled. I'm confused. I'm still lonely. I still have the same problems after I'm done drinking. So it wasn't the answer. But then God begin to reveal himself to me. And I knew that that was a missing piece I needed. I knew that I needed him in order for myself to have to be in the right state of mind, to be able to walk the way I'm supposed to walk, to be able to live life in a happier state of mind. But I had to seek God. I had to ask for his guidance. I had to continue to allow him to show me. Moving in God's will doesn't mean for you to be full of yourself, but for you to continue to humble yourself and allow him to use you. I know one thing that I noticed when Marquise gets to minister somewhere and he's ministering and someone says, oh man, you did a great job. He's like, it's all God. He's giving the credit back to God because that's who gave him the gift. If it wasn't for God, he probably wouldn't be rapping. He wouldn't be ministering. He wouldn't have the boldness that he had. But it takes us having God in our lives. And one thing we have to remember, like I said, is to keep on standing on the promises of God. Oftentimes we forget what God has said in his word. So one scripture he reminded me of is Deuteronomy 31 and verse 8. Deuteronomy 31 and verse 8. It says, and the Lord, he is one. He is the one who gives, who goes before you, and he will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed. A lot of times we get frustrated and we think, oh, I'm by myself. Everyone left me and I don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't know what I'm going to do. But all I can say is for me, when I was going through and I felt like I was all alone, the one right there in my bedroom was God. And even now, when I have to go face a test or I have different things that are going on and I'm frustrated, I'm panicking, God is like, I'm with you. Just let me hold your hand. Just let me walk with you through this. So the next thing is in Deuteronomy, we're going to go to back and stay in Deuteronomy 31, and we're going to go to verse 6. It says, be strong and of good courage. Do not fear, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. He keeps saying, I won't leave you. I won't leave you. So we have to, in order to continue to stand on his word, we have to know his word. We have to read his word. We have to study his word and know that he is with us. And that we can be strong and confident in him. And we can not be, we don't have to be afraid. Because when we're ready to go up against something that seems impossible, when those bills are stacking up and we don't know how it's going to happen, it's an easy thing to worry, to get fearful, to try and think, okay, if I sell this, if I go and work another shift, we try and think of everything in the natural that we can do. But if we just take it to God and say, okay, God, I don't know what's going to happen, but God, I truly, really rely on you, and I just leave it in your hands, you have some kind of peace. Or I know for me, I get some kind of peace that just sits on me and rests on me, and then I'm like, okay, it's going to be all right. When I begin to really rely on him and really just lay it at his feet, then I don't have to fear anymore. The next scripture is 2 Chronicles 20, verse 17. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 17. It says, you will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord is with you. A lot of times we're battling and we're fighting and we're trying to figure out who's going to go with me to fight this fight. And a lot of times I know one thing that God reminded me of when it wasn't really a fight, but sometimes we go into different territories and we don't know what it's going to be like. I remember having a dream before we started New Creation. And in this dream, there was something going on. And we were at a big event and something was going on. And I was trying to help someone. And I was like, help me. I need some help. And my friends, they just stood back. And the one that came up alongside of me was Pastor Annis. And she began to help me in this situation. And God had to reveal it. He didn't reveal it to me right away. But later on, he said, where you're going, your friends can't go with you. They're not going to be there to help you. And then after we started this church, there is Pastor Annis. They're helping me as I'm dealing with different things. And a lot of times when we get up in a fight and we're trying to figure who's going to be with me, and you're trying to figure things out. I know when I was in high school in my before Christ days, and if I was going to fight, I would want to find out who's going to have my back. If someone else jumps in, I need to know who's going to be with me. I didn't fight a lot, but I did have a few fights. Yes, I know it's a shock to some people. But so you had to figure out who was going to be with you. And one thing you know for sure, with being saved, God is going to be with you. And even he tells us that he's going to go before us and he's going to fight for us. So a lot of times we get frustrated and we are trying to figure things out on our own, but God will be that ride or die with you. Because he said, I'm with you always. And he said, I go before you and I will prepare the way for you. We get frustrated and we try and do things on our own, but we have to continue to stand on his promises. We have to continue to trust and know that God will handle every situation. But we have to position ourselves, like I said, and stand still and on the word of God. That's believing in his promises. That's knowing that no matter how hard the situation, no matter what it looks like, if I continue to hold on to his word, if I continue to believe that he brought me through before, he will do it again. If I continue to believe and know that God, before we didn't have anything in our house, you sent someone knocking with some groceries. Before, when we didn't know how we were going to pay that bill, you sent someone that said, you know what, I just want to bless you today. Before, when you were frustrated and you didn't know what to do, and that coworker had that note sitting on your desk. So you think that you're all alone and you don't know what to do, God is right there. But we have to continue to keep standing on the promises of God. We have to continue not to get frustrated, not to shrink back, not to get worried, but to continue to know that the God we serve is going to fight our battle. The next scripture is Joshua chapter 1. And we're going to go to verse 7. Joshua chapter 1, verse 7. So I'll read it off here first and I'll read another version. But chapter 1, verse 7, it says, only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper and wherever you go. Now I'll read out of the New Living Translation. It says, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them, turning either to the right or to the left. Then you will be successful in everything you do. So basically, a lot of times we get in situations and we want to look over here and see what's going on over there, or we want to turn this way and see what's going to happen that way. No, we need to keep our eyes focused on God, not looking at what's going to be thrown at us, because a lot of times when you step out and you begin to trust in God, you're going to get some stuff thrown at you and you're trying to figure out what is going on. But if you keep your eyes focused on God, knowing that he's going to be with you, knowing that he's going to carry you through, knowing that he's going to help you along the way, you don't have to worry about anything else if you just focus on God. So we have to keep on pressing The next one is keep on pressing in his presence. And with keeping on pressing in his presence, it reminds me that we have to keep on praying, keep believing, and keep trusting God. No matter what the situation looks like, no matter what's going on, we have to keep on praying, keep on believing, and keep trusting God. I heard a pastor that I listen to on Facebook a lot of times, or YouTube. His name is Michael Todd. And one of the message he preached, it just kept reminding us to keep on believing, keep on praying, keep trusting God. No matter what it looks like, no matter what's going on, keep on praying, keep believing, and keep trusting God. So basically, you have to keep in the mode of things. Don't just pray and leave it there and say, okay, God, I want you to do it, and I'm just going to leave it right there. Not saying worry and pick it back up, but say, God, I'm believing that you're going to handle it. I'm believing you're going to heal Sister Jane. I'm believing that you're going to give Tanya continual favor. I'm believing that you're going to open up different avenues for Marquise. I'm believing that you're going to help Elton to be able to do all that he wants to do, to meet his dreams. I'm believing. I'm going to keep praying about those things. I'm not going to just say, okay, we prayed, it's done. You can pray like that, but sometimes we have to continue to pray. So those loved ones, those coworkers we've been praying for, don't just say, okay, I prayed about it, I'm done. No, I'm going to keep pressing. I'm going to keep believing. I'm going to keep crying out on their behalf. Why? Because I know that someone cried out on my behalf. I know someone was there interceding for me because I was lost and confused. So why not press a little bit harder and continue to trust and believe? Because you have to trust and believe in God. And when you trust and believe, God will give you the strength that you need to continue to press in, to continue just to lean and depend on him. The next scripture we're going to go to is Mark chapter 12, verse 30. Mark chapter 12, and we'll go to verse 30. I'm almost done, don't worry. So Mark chapter 12, verse 30, it says, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. When you love God, you're going to give him everything that you have. Everything. I don't know about you. When I first got saved, I didn't want to just pray, okay, God, save me. But no, God, save my mom, save my siblings, whatever they're going through. I began to get boldness and I began to pray for everyone that I could think of. Why? Because I didn't want to just keep it for myself. I knew he was just too good to keep to myself. And so when you're pressing into his presence, you can't just help but to say, oh, me. No. Sometimes you got to say, God, I want you to touch my neighbors. I want you to touch my coworkers. I want you to touch my church home family. I want them to grow more and more and more. Why? Because of the goodness of the Lord. So when you love God with all your heart, with all your strength, you're giving him everything. You don't want to hold anything back. Anything back. But you're going to press into his presence. The next scripture is Philippians chapter 3, verse 14. Philippians chapter 3, verse 14. It says, I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Another version says, press towards the goal to win the prize for which Jesus has called me heavenward in Jesus Christ. He gave me this earlier today as he showed me even in the simple thing of my son playing football today. So we're watching a football game and the guy catches the ball and he's running, but yet he's looking back because he's trying to see who's close to him. A lot of times we get stuck in situations and we want to look back to see what's going on behind us, but God's saying press forward, continue to meet that goal, continue to know you see the finish line, but yet you're getting doubtful and you begin to see, well, who's going with me? God, is it just going to be me? No, don't worry about that. Continue to press forward. Continue not to look back, because when you look back, you begin to slow down. But if you're looking forward to God and you're looking forward to meeting the finish line, then you continue to give it all that you got. You run with full speed. And we have to continue to move forward. We have to continue to press to be pleasing in His sight. To be pleasing in His sight. The last scripture I'm going to read today is Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5. Hebrews chapter 13. Let's see if I can get it in another version in here too. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5. All right, so this one says, let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things you have. For He Himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Reading out of the NIV, it says, keep your lives free from love of money. Be content with what you have, because God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He keeps saying, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And a lot of times we just think it's us by ourselves. I know for me, I've said it a few times out my mouth when I'm going through stuff, when I was at my job and I was going through stuff. I was like, Lord, is it just me that sees this? Is it just me that's in this, being confused, being frustrated, wanting to give up, wanting just to walk out? Is it just me? And God said, no, I'm with you. I'm here to fight for you. I'm here to bring peace in the midst of this if you let me. If you just let me hold your hand and let me guide you through it. If you focus on me instead of the problem, then I will help you through. We have to continue to press into His presence and continue to focus on God. And not what the situation looks like, not what's going on, and how dark things may look, but to look to God for His help, for His comfort, for His guidance. I saw a quote this week, and it was so awesome. And so I want to share it with you. It was by T.D. Jakes, I believe. It says, Saul lost his eyesight so that Paul could find his insight. Sometimes you have to lose sight to find focus. So Saul in the Bible, he was on the road to Damascus, and God blinded him because he was getting ready to go harm some Christians, and he lost his eyesight. And God began to heal him and renew him, and he had a relationship with God. And God changed his name. God changed his perspective. And when he began to focus on God, then he got a new eyes, a new eyesight on what he should be doing. And that's how we should be. I'm going to read it again. It says, Saul lost his eyesight so that Paul could find his insight. Sometimes you have to lose sight to find your focus. What are you focused on today? Are you focused on giving up because it's too hard? Are you focused on giving in the towel because you're like, I can't do this anymore, it's only me? Are you focused on just yourself? Or are you focusing on what God has called you to do? Are you focusing on what God can do, because we serve a big God, an awesome God, a faithful God? Are you focusing on God today? God reminded me of this funny story. That it's funny now that I look at it, but when I was going through it, it wasn't that funny. So on 4th of July, Marquise had a concert. And when we went to this concert, it gets packed way out there in Tacoma. And so we parked on the hill. And before, when we went, I was pregnant. So Marquise was like, okay, I'm going to park up here and we could walk down, and I'm going to come back and get the car and then come get you guys. So it was fine, because I was pregnant back then. But this year, of course, I'm not expecting. So at the end of the night, he said, we're just going to all walk up there because there's so much traffic, it'll take forever for me to get up there to the car and then have to fight through to get down here to get you guys. So we all start walking. And I'm holding Mari's hand. He has the two younger ones. And we're walking. And at first it's okay. We go a few blocks and it doesn't seem that bad. And we're still walking and the kids are getting tired. Mari's like trying to stop. I'm like, no, don't stop. Just keep going. We have to keep going. And so she's trying to keep going. The people behind us, I hear them complaining, why do we park so far? And they're complaining, oh, I can't do it. I just got to sit down. And I want to sit down. And I'm tired, but I know I have to get to the car because once I get to the car, I don't have to walk anymore. We're driving all the way back to Seattle, so it'll be fine. I can rest for a long time before I have to walk into the house. So we're walking, and all my body's saying stop. I'm tired. I'm weary. I want to stop. And Mari keeps saying, Mom, just let me sit down right here and rest. And I'm like, nope, we got to keep going. We're going to keep moving. You see, we're almost to the top. Daddy and them already reached the top, so we got to get there. And she's like, oh, no, I don't want to. I'm like, come on, keep going. And finally, she's like, okay, I'm going to run a little bit. So she lets go of my hand, starts running. And I'm like, okay, keep running. And then she stops. And I'm like, nope. So I'm pushing her, trying to get her up the hill. I'm tired. After a while, I begin to hold on to the fence. And I'm like, Lord, help me get up this hill. And I look, and I'm like, okay, I see the top. So there's a finish line in sight. So if I just keep walking and not stop, if I keep pushing myself, I will make it to the top, which was the finish line, and get in the car. So I had to keep walking, keep pressing myself, and I made it. And looking back now, it was so funny and so foolish. But God said, that's how we are sometimes. We see the finish line and know we want to give up. The easy thing is, let me see it right here. You can come back and get me. Let me just, or can I get on your back? All these things are going through my mind. I'm like, man, I could sit right here. It'll take a while. He'll fight through traffic. He can come get me. But I'm like, he's going to be like, woman, these kids could do it. You could do it too. Get up and come on. And so I was like, okay, let me just press through. And that's how we are. Things get too hard and we're trying to figure things out and we want to just give up. The easy thing is just give up and sit there. Just sit there because, you know, it's too hard to keep going. It's too hard to take a new start. It's too hard. It's too hard. Yes, it is hard, but with God's help, he gives you that strength. So as I was walking, what helped me complete it is I continued to start praying the word. I began to speak the word. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And Mari's looking at me like, I was like, yes, we can do all things through Christ. The people behind me probably heard me. I was like, I don't care. I gotta say something that's going to help me through. I was like, God, help me. God, I need you to help me along the way. And so I began to just continue to pray the word and ask for his help. And I had strength, and I made it all the way to the car. And I didn't say anything to anyone. I was like, let me get in the car. Give me some water. I'm tired. But I made it to that finish line. Another story God reminded me of is with my son, my second son, Marquise, things started happening faster with labor. And I just knew, I was like, okay, we're in the car. At first, I was like, oh, my water broke, Marquise. And he's like, all right. And so I'm in the car, and he had to stay and preach somewhere. So his friends take me to the hospital. And the contractions started getting closer and closer. I'm like, this is happening a lot faster than before. And so they're getting closer and closer. So we pick up his wife so that I have someone with me at the hospital. And I get to the hospital, and we're in the hospital, and things are just going a lot faster. And the nurses are like, no, it's going to take a while. I was like, no, things are happening. And all I begin to do is just like, help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. God, I worship you. God, I need you to help me. And as I continue to pray and continue just to worship God, it made things go a lot faster. And I delivered that baby within maybe less than an hour of getting to the hospital. And it was crazy because the nurse, after, she was like, man, someone sure helped you. I was like, it was God. She was like, you was just asking for his help all the way. I was like, yeah, and he helped me. He helped me a lot. She's like, we couldn't even give you the medicine. I was like, I didn't want any. But even if I did, they couldn't give it to me because it was going too fast. Because I knew who I needed to help me in the process. And that I could have just stopped him like, I'm done, I don't want to do this, and tried to give up. But God said, I'm with you. When you focus on God and not the situation, he begins to help you through the process. He begins to help you meet that deadline, meet that finish line. But you have to focus on him. So keep believing, keep pressing, keep leaning on him. Keep moving towards the goal he's giving you. Keep pressing and keep standing on his promises. No matter what's going on, keep believing. Keep believing and keep trusting in him. Lord God, I just thank you so much for this time. God, help us to continue to keep believing and keep trusting you. Keep believing in your word. Keep asking for your guidance. Keep longing for your presence, oh God. God, and as we press to get into your presence, Lord God, help us to continue to stand on your promises, to continue to know that with you all things are possible, to continue to know that you are God and you are God alone, and you haven't forgotten about us, God. You said time after time in your word, you will never leave us nor forsake us. So when we feel down and out, when we feel discouraged, Lord God, God, we ask for your help, for your guidance. Help us to continue to go back to your word, continue to pray your word, continue to lean and depend on you, because you alone are worthy and are faithful, God. We ask that you help us this day and help us to continue just to press on in you and trust in you. Amen. Amen.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.